comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network, jitterymonkey.com. I'm Greg Mahochko, your host, and to my left, your right, the co-host of the year, Mike Luther.
Mike. Oh, hello, sir.
This isn't even a truck episode, this is a Jeep episode.
This is a Jeep Patriot episode.
Woo-woo! That's very patriotic of you.
That's what I do. I love America.
I'm glad you said America and not Murica, because that really pisses me off.
If I would have wrote it, though, I would have wrote Murica, because that's just funnier.
But it's not.
Well, you know.
You know, I got a quick flashback to high school. You remember our history teacher, who, if he asked a random question and you got it right, he'd throw you a piece of candy?
Which history teacher is this?
The one who would also take the yardstick and smack it on the desk if the kid was sleeping.
Lusk?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't going to drop names.
Oh, you just drop names.
I remember first year of, was it senior, or first day of, like, senior year, I think we were taking a law class or something like that.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, he's trying to just, how much did you idiots retain over the summer?
Right.
And the question that he asked was who, you know, is, what Renaissance or whatever explorer was America actually named after? Do you remember?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Correct. Congratulations.
Yes.
Now, we are not discovering anything except for how Captain Marvel will be.
Yes.
If it's great or if it's, you know, what all those damn incels, which, by the way, I'm still laughing about, say it is going to be. We're heading to see Captain Marvel, and you got me out of the... Well, you and a lot of begging and a lot of doing the dishes and laundry
right.
got me out of the house on opening night.
Yes.
So, and by the way, if I sound more animated, it's because I don't have a sleeping toddler upstairs, and so I can, be more vocal.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound more excited?
Yes.
Kind of like where we were at the brewery.
Yes, there you go.
Also, if I sound like shit, it's because I have a sore throat and quite possibly the flu.
Oh, okay. Well, that's no good, but still.
No, you're right. Keep going straight. And now we're just going all over the road because I'm letting the drugs guide me.
I was gonna say, because I'm driving and I've never been there before,
which is kind of odd.
First time going to the Edge. The thing is, I normally go to O'Fallon 15.
Right.
If I'm going to the movie, which by the way, I noticed at O'Fallon 15 left here.
Mm-hmm.
At O'Fallon 15, guess who's there?
Tim and Derek.
Twilight Comics.
So what's
Illinois?
So I do want to not give away all the direct directions, like, too loud, because I don't want somebody to, like, go back and
reverse
engineer the, and have to be like, ah-ha-ha, I know where he lives now. So anyway, we'll make a left, and then we'll go straight for a while.
Okay.
And then we'll go right, and then we'll go around circles.
Okay.
And then,
circles. Okay. Reverse.
Auto-reverse. And, okay. And look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament.
Wow, oh my gosh, there it is.
You remember that? You remember that. That's, I think, aside from Christmas Vacation, I think European Vacation is my favorite vacation movie.
Christmas Vacation for sure is the best.
By the way, we're going to talk about Captain Marvel, but obviously we'll have more to talk about after we watch the movie. But it dawned on me recently as I look at the movies that are kind of on my, you know, shelves over by the TV and PlayStation and whatnot. I did not actually watch Christmas Vacation this past Christmas season.
Well, that's okay. I don't think I did either. I don't think I watched any Christmas movies, really.
I did. I just, for whatever reason, that one kind of escaped me. And then it got to be Christmas Eve, and after I put my boy to bed, I'm doing all the Christmas Eve surprise stuff for the family. So I just, you know what? Is it acceptable to watch Christmas Vacation in April?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Fantastic. Because, based on my track record, you're going to want to, it's going to be... Where the kind of colorful lights are just past the stoplight, where the green and it's going to be this building up here.
Oh, okay.
And it's not lit, but you'll see the sign that says Edge.
Okay.
So it's this building here. But anyway, based on my track record with actually seeing movies, you know, like I said, we caught a break and I'm going to Captain Marvel tonight. But When I say I'll see Christmas Vacation, I probably mean it's going to be like April of 2021.
Well, you know what a lot of people say about movies? Time is irrelevant in movies.
Irrelevant?
Irrelevant, that's what I meant
to say. There's a parking spot right there. How about that? I don't think we'd make that in my truck, but in your Jeep Patriot, which is the most patriotic of all of them.
That's right. I should get front row parking every time, just how patriotic I am.
You should.
All right.
So, obviously, Captain Marvel, some reviews have come in, like some legit reviews have come in since last we talked. Mixed, but leaning positive.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say mixed, you know, there's, of course, as we discussed last episode, there were some campaigns to really try to tank, you know, the reviews of the movie, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, and I heard, you know, saw online or something like that, they tried to review tank or whatever on IMDb.com. It is what it is. Here's the thing. Whether I made it to this, you know, theater tonight to watch it, whether I ended up seeing it in theaters or, you know, had to miss it, look, it's Marvel / Disney. It's part of the Avengers story. It's still going to make a boatload of money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not... Whether I chose to see it or not, they're not going to miss my X amount of dollars
right,
that
exactly.
I'm not disclosing since I paid.
That's true. Where I got your beer, though.
Well, we can find other ways to make you pay me back.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was driving.
That's why you... Wait a minute. No, I should have been driving.
Nope, nope. Well, too late now.
Damn. Ow! Double hit. So anyway, I am excited to see it, and I'm going to do my best to put, you know, like the statements of the lead actress aside,
right?
And you know, accept it for what it is, being a Marvel movie. I did think it was funny though. In one of these, I'm just gonna keep using the word incels. incels forever. You know, they said something about like shouldn't have made a Captain Marvel movie. It's a D-list character. And my first reaction was, well, what the hell were Guardians of the Galaxy before James Gunn made them household names?
First of all, what was Iron Man before? Iron Man was a D-list character.
It was Captain, they were B.
Maybe.
No. They
Captain
were B.
America. Thor.
When the movies came out, like when everything really started, not like none of these properties that Marvel, you know, had any rights to were any of their big properties. Like, that's why we saw X-Men and Spider-Man were probably the biggest ones.
Absolutely.
Fantastic Four. Which, you can say what you want about the Fantastic Four movies. The Chris Evans, ridiculous ones. They were enjoyable for what they were.
Right.
I'm excited to see what Marvel Studios does with them. Which, you know, will come another time.
Yeah.
But Marvel has made a name for themselves by taking characters that people shouldn't care about.
Right.
And making them care. You know, like I said, who gives a crap, or who should give a crap about a tree being that only says three words?
Right, exactly.
You know, that's something so ridiculous, and yet Groot is a beloved character.
I think somebody else mentioned this in another podcast, but think about just even the first Iron Man movie, all right? When that came out, most people were not huge fans of Iron Man at all. I'm not sure what you're trying to do. I'm
trying to change your clock. It's way off.
Oh, I know it's way off. I don't know how to change it.
I used to sell these. I should know.
Oh, okay. All right. Anyway, so the first Iron Man movie, the fact that Jarvis was an AI and not an actual butler, nobody cared about, right?
I don't think most people realized it.
Right. They didn't. That's the thing. They didn't realize it. So, however, after that first Iron Man movie came out, a lot of people were buying comic books, or at least, at the very least, going to Wikipedia and learning about Iron Man.
Sure.
So when Iron Man 3 came out, and they tried to do the Mandarin, and they fucked it up, people got pissed. Because they had put so much time into, okay, let me learn about the you know, lore of Iron... How'd you do that?
I hit the button on here that says time.
What button? Oh, that, okay, and then time. What? And then what'd you do?
And then after it started flashing... by the way, tutorial of changing the clock in your Jeep Patriot brought to you by the fact that I worked at a Chrysler dealer for over 3 years. So push the button until it starts flashing on, you know, the six,
right,
of course, which is the hour.
Yeah.
And you press that to get it to the minute, and then you press it again to confirm.
Oh, sweet. All right. Look at that.
Which is going to come in handy this weekend when you got to jump forward an hour.
Yeah,
you just want me to go ahead and set it to 7?
You should just set it to 7. 7:17.
All right. So, but you're right. Everybody, you know, when the movie started taking off and you know, becoming an everyday part of pop culture, everybody went on the internet getting essentially the Cliff Notes version.
Right, yes, yes.
And I shouldn't say everybody. I know they're diehard comic fans, you know, and some of them are listening to the show, and we recognize you and appreciate you. But so many people just went, you know, online or, you know, maybe found a story that was only a story and one aspect of the character's, right. you know, decades-long history, and all of a sudden they think they're experts. Now, granted, Captain Marvel, as in Carol Danvers, not the first Captain Marvel.
No. Captain Marvel.
Well, that, but there was also an African-American Captain Marvel as well. That's in it's one of the trades, one of the graphic novels that I've got that I keep meaning to give you. Okay. Who she makes an appearance. She's like, no, I'm retired. And then she comes out of retirement briefly with different set of powers. But so, you know, Carol Danvers, not the original Captain Marvel. It's the Captain Marvel we're getting, much for the same reason that we got a Wonder Woman, you know.
Yeah.
There is an audience.
Oh, absolutely. That,
just like we got Black Panther, there is an underserved audience. I go back and forth on this because I'm not saying that Captain Marvel does not deserve her own movie, but you've had Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow. I don't know,
right,
I said Scarlet
Black
Witch.
Widow.
Wrong. That would have been better. She should have been cast as the Scarlet Witch because she could have kept the same name.
True, yeah. Not as confusing then.
Right, because obviously I just got confused.
But I do it all the time.
But they have had her as Black Widow for close to a decade.
Over 10 years. No.
Has been? Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Is when, I don't know when that was.
Or close. Years are close.
Yeah, because Iron Man was at 2008. Iron Man 2 was a couple years later.
Yeah.
No need to Google that. I know that's what you're going to do. But they've had her, and I feel like she, the character, and you could do that story because no powers. You know, it's more of, you know, like an assassin tale or something like that.
Well, they are doing a Black Widow movie.
I know. But I think you could have done that first.
Yeah.
Even if it was an origin, something like that. But you can also do that really low budget.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, so there's something to be said there. They all don't have to be $200 million, you know, eye candies. Just like me.
But I think
I'm $100.
I would like, obviously, Black Widow solo movie in the theaters. But I also think, I mean, since you mentioned your low budget, Black Widow solo movie on, you know, Disney Plus or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that, too.
I can see that.
Whatever helps her.
And speaking of Disney Plus, briefly.
Yes.
They're going to have all of their animated features on that app, including the ones in the vault.
Yes. And
but I wonder if that means Song of the South.
No. I read the same, you know what's funny is I read the same article that you did on Facebook, and then I looked at the comments because that's what I like to do. Cause, yeah. You know,
oh, you actually read the article? I just read the headline.
Well, I'd read the article, yes. And there was so many people being like, oh, is Song of the South going to be on there? I'm like, okay, we get it, guys. Yes. No, it's obviously not going to be on there.
But again, that's, and we've talked about this before, from a historical perspective, you could use that. Mistakes, and that's clearly a mistake, you know, for a ton of reasons. But if you just cover it up, you know, pretend it doesn't exist, then you don't have an opportunity to use that as a lesson. Mistakes, I saw this online, so obviously, you know, it's thought-provoking and well-intentioned, but something along the lines of mistakes are just turn into lessons or something like
right.
that. You know, the old sports cliche is you learn more from a loss than a win. You know, which you don't understand. You don't know.
That's true. I don't. Yeah.
Okay. Put it this way: you like the MMA?
Yes.
The UFC.
Yes.
The guy goes out in UFC debut fight, doesn't put his hands up at all. Gets punched in the face, gets knocked out.
Yes.
I bet you in the next fight, he's going to learn to put his hands
up. Oh, absolutely, yes.
Because he got his ass whooped.
Yes.
So,
with Song of the South, though, I'm just going to let you know right now, it's never, ever going to get aired. Is there a lesson to learn from it? Yes, but you don't need to air it in order to learn that lesson.
But you and I know what Song of the South is.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids don't.
Well, that's good. They don't need to.
All right. I mean, I'm not, be like, hey, this is a time when this was more culturally acceptable. It's not now.
Like, if Nolan said, hey, Dad, I want to watch Song of the South, I would go, okay. I mean, good luck finding it. Okay, you can.
I actually used to have, like, a bootleg copy.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Like, a buddy of mine hooked me up, like, from a torrent or something like that. I started it, but all I remember of it as a kid was the zip-a-dee-doo.
Right.
And I'm like, first of all, I don't know in context. You know, if it's just stand by itself, I don't think that's anything offensive, the song.
I wouldn't think so either.
But I couldn't watch, like, because first of all, I had to watch it on my computer.
Yeah.
And I just didn't feel like sitting at my computer and watching it. Yeah. So I never, he went to all the trouble. He's like, hey, man, there you go. And I never actually
watched it.
Sorry about that, JP, who's not listening. We have a 6:45 showtime.
Right.
And there is a bar inside.
So we got of course we got to get a drink.
You think we're going to go now?
Yeah.
We can drink while we watch the movie.
Well, that's true. I mean, we can drink
they
before.
Will bring us, they will bring us,
yes.
bring us drinks to the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I haven't had anything to eat, so I should probably do something like that, too.
Yes. Also, that, too.
So, what we're going to do, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, comic fans of all ages, we're going to take a break.
And then we're going to come back, and we're going to spoil the shit out of this movie for you.
No, we're not.
100% spoils.
What was the one that we did that had the little spoiler? Aquaman?
No. Aquaman, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't think my wife's seen Aquaman.
Did she listen to the podcast?
No, wait. We didn't see that together. So I watched it with my wife. Never mind.
Who did I see it with? Oh, Nolan. I saw it with Nolan.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, brain fart. So we're going to hit the stop. I'm going to save this file. That's important.
Yes.
We are going to go in, have a drink, have a snack,
yep.
watch a movie, come back. And give a fair and balanced review.
Yes.
And then after that, we'll come back and maybe spoil something.
Possibly. We can either do with spoilers this time or we can do it next time. We'll decide. We'll decide. Can't decide right now.
No. We got to see if there's anything worth spoiling.
Yeah.
Woo!
We're gonna get some drinks at us first before we do anything.
We will be back.
All right.
Welcome back.
Hey, we're back.
So, we just saw Captain Marvel, and before we get into it too far, Mike, how was your week?
It's pretty good.
Okay. How's work been for you this week?
Work has been excellent.
Well, that's nice for one of us.
Okay.
I had a hell of a day.
All right, so tell me.
Fridays are my open days, and typically it means that I, you know, maybe help one of the other drivers get their route caught up. Well, this morning I started with a stop of my own. I took 6 racks of water to Granite City to the steel mill, and then I went back to the shop to reload.
Okay.
Thinking that I had, you know, about 16 stops left for my day.
Of course.
One of our other drivers actually had to take his child to the hospital.
Okay.
So I was looking at his stuff because he is local, and I was actually doing some of his stuff already, so I kind of picked and chose what worked. But anyway, I ended up doing like 30 something stops.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Understandable.
And I've had a history in the past of at this particular theater with the reclining chairs of doing a little snoozing.
You're old, so I understand.
Yeah. If I was at home, I would have been asleep.
Okay.
On my couch, I would have been asleep.
It is very comfy.
Captain Marvel was a joy to watch.
I agree.
And there were... The story was fine. You know, the graphics are, you know, cosmic and,
yes.
and wonderful. There were some moments that I was like... some of the action scenes or sequences, I wish they would have not jump cut around as much.
Okay.
As I'm sitting over there to the right, and I'm like, ooh, that's hard to keep up, you know, and follow along and things like that. And it seemed like there were a lot of times where there should have been a steady cam in place, like something on a, not a crane, but something that wouldn't move.
Okay.
Like in quieter conversation moments.
Okay, I can see that.
And it's just like everything's kind of floating or shaking a lot.
Right, right.
That are minor things, but I mean, I enjoyed the story. There were a few curveballs there I didn't quite expect.
I would agree. Well, actually, I know I'm not going to spoil it, but there's one curveball I did expect, but then I expected another one as well. So, just...
And we should specify that this is very much a spoiler-free conversation.
Yes, unless I spoil something, then it's not. You know?
We maybe we'll spoil at the very end.
Maybe. We'll see.
So, in traditional Marvel fashion, there were end credit scenes.
Yes, two.
Mid-credit and post-credit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this. This is my opinion. Only one of them is worth sticking around for.
Yeah, and I'm not going to spoil it yet, but stay for the mid-credit scene.
For Shizzle.
And the one, yes, the one after that, I mean, if you got to leave the theater right away, don't worry about it, you know, but if you can stick around, okay.
If you're about to drop the brown bomb,
yes.
then go ahead and go.
Yeah.
And if you want, if you're about to drop the brown bomb, and you're like, you know, I'm not going to stay for that last one, Greg and Mike said, eh. Then send us a message to the Nerds United Facebook page, and we will tell you what happened.
Yeah.
I can't say it was underwhelming. I certainly wasn't overwhelmed. I was just properly whelmed.
You know, we kind of talked about it as we were sitting there waiting for it, and a lot of the very end credit scenes are just, meh. Like the Avengers, you know, shawarma scene.
Yeah.
Meh, okay.
It was a nice little nod.
Yeah.
But it didn't add anything.
Yeah.
And I get it. Those are, you know, little, you know, just moments of humor.
Right.
And levity.
Now, let's talk about the very beginning credit scene. The, memorial? Not memorial. To Stan Lee.
Yes.
The tribute. Tribute.
Tribute's the great way. Of course, the Marvel movies for, you know, the last, I don't know, year or two, they always show all of the characters, you know, as the Marvel letters, the M-A-R-V-E-L. That's how you spell Marvel.
Oh, okay.
I knew you knew that. I was for the listeners.
I'm a sixth grade regional spelling bee champion.
Really?
Not to brag, yeah. 1996 or 94?
That'd be about, no, 96 would be more accurate.
Yeah. Whatever grade I was, sixth grade.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. I have a plaque.
I need to see that plaque.
I will. I say it's in my office, actually. I will bring it.
Instead of, you know, showing the Iron Man and Captain America and things like that, you know, the characters, there was all little clip cameo of Stanley's cameos, and it was all really well done, I thought.
Oh, absolutely.
And then it says, you know, after that it said, "Was thank you, Stanley."
Yeah, thank you, Stanley. It said, "Thank you, Stanley and Nerds United." But, like, the Nerds... I don't know if you noticed the Nerds United. It just popped up there.
No, I didn't. It must have been a very small print.
Yeah. Well, you looked away real quick.
I did. I had pretzels.
Yes.
And I was enjoying the pretzels.
Yes.
And so I must have been getting into the cheese dip.
Exactly. That's what it was.
So, I'm glad that Marvel Studios was able to give us that shout-out.
Yeah, yeah. Finally.
Probably nobody else is going to see that.
It's no, it was on Edge. It was on Edge this at Edge this time.
Because they know that we're based in Belleville.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So,
You know, now that you mention it, there were other people saying, oh, yeah, Nerds United.
Finally.
I was confused. I was like, oh, cheese dip.
Right. Cheese dip.
Cheese dip threw me off. Yeah, so opening signature in tribute. This is the first Marvel movie since Stan's passing, so obviously all of that makes just a boatload of sense. And
yeah.
And Marvel Comics had a black bar, or, you know, almost like the letterbox type, mm-hmm. you know, and a few black pages at the beginning of some of their issues right after, you know, Stan passed, probably for a month or so. So very, very touching, very fitting. And spoiler alert.
Okay.
There was a Stanley cameo.
Yes.
And
yes.
It was freaking hilarious.
Yeah. Not only a Stanley cameo, but a little bit of Kevin Smith in there.
Can we tell that?
It's not going to give anything of the plot away.
It gives none of the plot away, so you don't feel like you have to jump ahead, you know, 15 or 30 seconds. But Stanley's cameo is when he's on the train. And Captain Marvel, or you know, Brie Larson's character is, I guess, before she's Captain Marvel at the
right.
time. She's, you know, going up and down the train looking for an individual. And she sees a red book with white letters that says Mallrats.
Yes.
Across it, which was, because you got to remember, it takes place in 1995.
Right.
And that had been about the time that Kevin Smith was... you know, trying to get make Mallrats, and so the cameo being that Stan Lee was rehearsing his lines for Mallrats, for his cameo in that movie, which was a bit of an extended cameo as himself. So really, really fun one. I really was tickled by that cameo. And I don't know if he'll have I'm guessing maybe he might have a cameo in Endgame, but I don't...
Possibly.
Eventually
we're going to get to... I mean, obviously now we're going to get to a Marvel movie that doesn't have a Stanley cameo. But maybe Endgame?
This is going to be the hashtag too soon.
Yeah.
Or too soon Nami.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say something.
Okay.
And if you agree that it's too soon...
Okay.
Folks, when you are listening to this, go on to the post on Facebook or tweet at us at Nerds United Show and say hashtag too soon Nami.
Okay.
Stan Lee's cameo in Avengers Endgame could be a pile of dust.
No, they would have done that. You know what?
He could have been one of the ones that didn't make it.
I think they would do something like where he's like Spider-Man, where he feels it, but then he's stronger than Spider-Man, and then he doesn't dust away.
Get the joke?
I did get it.
I feel like you didn't get my joke.
It was a decent joke.
Even I'm saying hashtag Tsunami.
Okay.
It was interesting to see a younger Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah.
Before
and a younger Nick Fury.
True. And
a somewhat younger Phil Coulson, but didn't really
more
look.
More hair.
Yes. But
Phil Coulson with hair.
Yeah.
I thought they did great with they've really mastered the age reversal technology.
I mean,
going back to, I guess it was Civil War, when Tony Stark, young Tony Stark came out.
Yeah.
But this looked so seamless. And
it had it throughout the movie, too.
And throughout the movie. But I was like, oh, crap, it's 1995, and that's Samuel L. Jackson. Post Pulp Fiction. I'm not exactly sure what movie or what year that movie came out. But I was like, oh, damn, it's 24 years ago, Nick Fury.
Whatever years ago, yeah.
Sam Jackson. So it was just really remarkable to see, really fun. To see that, and you do see how he loses his eye. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Watch the movie. I thought it was a little, I don't know, it was, again, a moment of levity.
Right.
But unexpected.
Yeah, and I assumed we were going to find this out in this movie, obviously.
For sure.
But there was a line in, I don't know, I think it was Civil War or something that he said. Somebody was talking to him, and I can't remember who, was like, you gotta trust me, and he's like, the last time I trusted someone, I lost an eye. So I thought it was gonna be different characters throughout that, I also wanted it to be that, and they kind of did it a little bit, this doesn't spoil anything, but like, every so often, he kind of trick you into thinking he lost it, or he's going to lose an eye.
Oh, right.
Like something like a fork just flips up in the air, but he catches it right in time.
Like a false finish.
Right, yeah, false finish, there you go.
The lead Skrull, Talos, I think.
Talos, yeah.
I really like that actor.
Same.
And that's the first... Well, no, that's going to be a spoiler.
Well,
catch it then. Let me put it this way. That actor from Ready Player One, which you've seen.
Yes.
And I've seen and fell asleep.
Yeah.
That's another story. From his role in Star Wars.
Okay.
Rogue One.
Okay.
Star Wars story. Plays a really good villain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And even in this movie, it's like, oh yeah, I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
So that was really fun, that element. They did have a little nod to the other Captain Marvel, Monica, I think it's Rambeau. Not Rambeau, but with that the little bit of Cajun.
Okay.
Monica was the daughter.
Yes.
And the friend's name, I don't know if I ever actually caught her first name.
It was something Rambeau, though.
Well, yeah, because it's mother-daughter.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad, I like how you pieced that one
together. Thank you. Mrs. Rambeau.
Ooh, might be Ms.
Well, that's true. It probably is Ms. Miss.
So let's talk about that, then. Was this the great feminist manifesto that some claimed it was going to be?
Okay, so I was actually just thinking about that. This is just my opinion. I don't like the word feminist, but I believe in equality, all right? Take that for what you will. When I was watching this...
May I say
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
Okay. when I was watching this, I thought to myself, man, there's a lot of, and the best way I can say this is, and I don't mean any offense to anybody, quote unquote, girl power moments. And I say that not as a bad thing at all. I was literally like watching this and I thought to myself, if I had a daughter, I would want her to see this. Because it was, you know, powerful women. And but the powerful women, you know, standing on their own and everything like that. But they didn't have to dumb it down by being like, oh, and then there's stupid guys around them. They have to save them.
I think what got me in their attempts to be over the top
mm-hmm.
was some of the really bad dialogue.
Higher, further, faster?
No.
Okay, I thought that was one of them.
For example, in one of the flashback scenes or you know, memory scenes,
right.
however you want to call it, where Carol Danvers is in the bar and, you know, from in Air Force, you know, basic training or however, you know, pilot school. And a guy comes up, he's like, they're never going to let you fly, you know that, right? There's a reason why they call it the cockpit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, I just rolled my eyes. I'm like, dude.
But at the same time, though, I know guys that would say something stupid like that.
Well, that's fair.
You know? There was some little cheesy dialogue. Like I said, I thought the higher, further, faster one was really cheesy. But like I said, it was very good. I think I said the best, I don't know how else to say it, but girl power moments. And I mean that 100% in a very good way. Like, you know, it started off kind of slow for me. I don't know if it was the same for you or not. It was kind of a little slow for me. But then it really got going where I was kind of like smiling and like looking like, oh, yes. Okay, here we go. Here it is. Perfect.
I could see you out of my peripherals.
Yes.
I saw no smiles the entire time.
I was how it was like this.
You can't see it, everybody, but he looks like he's about to take a shot in the face. He's like, his mouth is open. He's like,
A shot of water, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, crap. I forgot. Mike's mom's listening.
Yeah.
Should I edit that part out?
Nah.
Okay. Fair enough.
He said a shot of water, so we're good.
Yeah, yeah. Or
milk.
Milk.
Milk. Yes, because it does the body good.
Oh, crap. I knew I needed to get something before I came home tonight.
Did you really need to get something?
I got my car keys. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm going to sneak away. I need a gallon of milk.
Oh, okay. I was like, what, do we have to, like, run somewhere now? By the way, just get a visual, me and Greg went on our bro date to Captain Marvel.
I'm still not comfortable calling it that.
Mandate.
I'm so surprised. We're sitting here.
That's what I was just mentioning.
In front of my house, and so you still have your headlights on.
Oh, so now we're sitting, just like a normal date in high school. You know, you sit outside of the house, and, you know, I mean, normally I wouldn't be doing a podcast, but... You know,
normally you better not be with me.
But we're doing a podcast this time.
When was the last time you went on?
Long, long time.
Okay.
Well, last time I went on a date.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Oh, God. Last time I had a girlfriend was like 2 years ago.
I just won't...
And probably longer than that. I mean.
So okay, follow up.
Mm-hmm.
Question 1B, if
okay.
I may.
Yep.
When was the last time you probably got to go back to high school, right? When you had a... You know, sitting outside.
Oh yeah, high school. Yeah.
House or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I did that a few times.
Yeah. Well, once you turn 18, well, actually, no, I take that back. Once you have your own place, or you know, then you don't, you know, then you just go there.
To
study.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. To study. You know.
Trigonometry.
Yes.
First thing.
Absolutely.
I suck at trigonometry. Fantastic. Well, I don't know what else we can say. Can we say a few things?
A rating, let's see, what would you give it out of five stars? I was going to think of something else, but I couldn't. Five stars, what do you think? One
can,
being
can,
bad.
Can I fractionalize them?
Of course.
I'm going to go 3 3/4.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say 3 7/8, but no, 3 3/4.
I will go with a simple 4.0.
Okay.
Or 3.99987.
Don't want to give it. 7.2. Well, you know, it'll throw off the Rotten Tomatoes score if you give them a 4.0.
That's true. You know what I learned about Rotten Tomatoes? If, and this is one part of it, if we manage to get 500 reviews on iTunes, that's part, and there's probably more to it, but the 500 reviews on iTunes our reviews can be part of Rotten Tomatoes score, the critic score. We only 500, so we only have 500 more to go.
No, we only have 498 to go.
Oh, we have two on there. Oh, that's right, we do have two on there.
We don't have any new ones from when you said if you give us a 5-star review,
so
I'll read whatever you
my
write.
My sister apparently did write a review somewhere. It wasn't on iTunes. She said it was on some site that I've never heard of, and I said we got to screenshot it and then send it to me or put a comment or something.
It, yeah.
She didn't do that because she's old and she doesn't understand how technology works.
Way to go, Mike's sister.
I don't think she knows how to screenshot stuff.
Can I interject?
Yes.
At least you have a sister who supports your hobbies.
I wouldn't say supports. I mean, I don't think she's ever really listened to a full podcast.
My sister didn't buy any t-shirts for
her. I was going to say, she does have t-shirts, and I'll tell you right now, my niece, Hayden, really loves her Muck and Gag shirt. She insists on wearing it, so that's good.
That's spreading the word to a younger generation.
That's true. Get them started.
We're probably going to really have to clean up our language if the younger generations are going to start listening.
Yeah. Well, they'll just get used to it.
Shots of milk.
Yeah.
And, if it's a special occasion, like a sleepover.
Yeah.
Soda pop.
There you go. Perfect.
One shot of Coca-Cola.
That's just one shot of Coca-Cola. We're getting wild now.
That reminds me of stand-up comedian, Mike Birbiglia.
Yes.
He was talking about the time in his My Girlfriend's Boyfriend stand-up special.
Okay.
Recorded in Seattle. I know that because I know that. He's talking about the time that he got T-boned in Los Angeles. He said, for those of you unfamiliar, that's the culinary way of describing when one vehicle hits the side of your vehicle. Anyway, he's talking about the police report that he put up on a projector at the live show, and it's quoting the other driver who hit him.
Right.
And he says, I was going from here, I was heading here, I had a sip of beer. And Mike's like, well, you know, a sip of beer, that's everybody's favorite quantity of beer.
Right, exactly.
That's a long way to get to that.
That's good.
By the way, Mike Birbiglia, you, the listeners, should go find some Mike Birbiglia stuff on iTunes or something like that or YouTube. Really funny.
Very good.
Great storyteller.
Yeah, agreed.
I really like my girlfriend's boyfriend. I had to clarify that.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite one is Sleepwalking.
Sleepwalk With Me?
Sleepwalk With Me. Yeah. That's really fantastic. Just the way he tells stories and brings you highs to lows. We got off track. We're talking Captain Marvel. I apologize.
That's okay. We can talk comedians. We can talk stand-up comedians. Trust me.
I don't know that many.
Tom Segura, check him out.
Okay.
Check out, he's on Netflix. Check out either Mostly Stories.
You know what I watched on Netflix recently?
What?
My voice got really high there. Ray Romano. He did a little.
I haven't seen it yet, but I saw it was on there.
He did he just jumped into a couple little places where he started his comedy in New York. Just did like a little 25 or 30 minute sets, recorded them both in one. He like did one, left, walked, around the corner, went to the other one, like the Comedy Cellar or something like that, one of those, famous where a lot of the New York comics, start out. So that's really worthwhile. And you're like, holy crap, Everybody Loves Raymond's a dirty motherfucker.
A lot of them are like that. I mean, Bob Saget is filthy.
He's not Bob Saget level.
Yeah, okay, okay. But, I would assume so, but yeah.
But, he was like, Everybody Loves Raymond. And, so anyway, Captain Marvel, anything else we can talk about it?
No. Are we going to save spoilers for next time that we have something to talk about next time?
Well, I'm sure we can find something to talk about next time.
Yeah, that's true, but still, gotta have spoilers.
Okay, so we'll put spoilers off, this is going to drop tonight after I go get milk.
Okay.
I'm going to come back and get working on it. So go watch the movie. Do what I do. You can look at what people say on the internet all you want, but if there's something that mildly interests you, go check it out and formulate your own opinion. I was really on the fence about Captain Marvel overall, but I thought, and we talked about this last week, I thought, am I going to go see it just out of obligation because of what it could mean for, Avengers Endgame? Really not a whole lot of, and this might be a spoiler, there's not a whole lot of Avengers Endgame tie-ins or really Avengers or MCU tie-ins, really. I mean, it's kind of a standalone.
Yeah, except for when she said, I'm going to avenge this Endgame. And I was like, wow.
1995, Captain Marvel was like, you know what? I'm going to come back. I'm gonna go on hiatus. I'm going to take a little vacation. I'm going to come back in 25 years and punch the California Raisin on steroids.
Yep.
That's how it happened. She knew.
And she said, you know what? Don't contact me unless half of the world is gone.
I do want to say one thing. And again, I've read just a couple of Captain Marvel books. I thought in the climactic scene, and I hope that this is not a spoiler, I thought she's, you know, like, she's a little too invincible.
The perfect.
But it's like, there's no stakes, you know? Like,
okay, I understand. It's kind of like Superman.
Yeah, but Superman has kryptonite.
Right. But she doesn't have her kryptonite yet, but maybe Thanos has her kryptonite somewhere.
Okay, I'll buy
possibly,
that.
You know?
But it's like when you know that they're so invulnerable, it removes the stakes. I mean, to use some wrestling vernacular, she was not selling any of their offense.
Right.
She's like, oh, I see that you have punched me. It felt like a speck of dust.
I have a feeling that they'll answer that in Avengers Endgame.
I hope so.
Coming in over a month.
2 weeks? No, 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks.
I wish.
Six weeks, give or take?
Yeah.
Do you have a countdown on your phone ready for it?
No.
I just thought you were like, I have a countdown. This
is... Oh, that'd be great. I should put one. It's also my son's birthday, so.
What day?
April 26th.
That's going to be a good day for you two.
Yes.
April 27th, myself and maybe you, depending on if you go see the movie on Saturday night. Friday night?
Are you talking about the Cape Cod thing?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to or not.
Okay. Well, anyway. Saturday, April 27th, myself, Kevin Huntsberger from My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, and Chad Smart, who is flying in from Los Angeles. He of course, hosts Positive Cynicism podcast, on Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. We're going to be at a table set up at the Cape Girardeau Cape Comic Con, and we're going to be there on... I know I'll be there on Saturday. I don't know if their plan is to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I'll be there on Saturday. We'd love to come see you. We'd love for you to come see us.
We'd love to come see you, but you also have to come see us.
Yeah. Cape Con, I've been going down there now since 2014, about every year. It's always a worthwhile time. You can see, you know, let's face it, it's affordable for the whole family, which I can't say about, like, Wizard World St. Louis anything like that. They do bring in a ton of great guests. This year, I know maybe not the best word, but they've put an emphasis on some of the original Power Rangers.
Ooh.
And some vocal talents like from Pokemon and anime and things like that. But like Zordon is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
And the OG...
Green Ranger?
No, they can't get him. He's booked. I know Ken's been trying, but I think the original Red Ranger?
Okay.
Yellow?
Okay, Trini. Trina.
No, I'm sorry. It might not
Black
be,
Ranger.
It might not be the original one.
Blue Ranger.
It is a yellow ranger.
Okay.
But it's not Trini.
Okay.
Because she's black and Trini was Asian.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. Yellow Ranger, of course.
So, but anyway, two or three Rangers and Zordon are going to be there. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen the complete list yet, but anyway, we're going to be doing some recording live from the floor, the con floor.
Are you guys going to do a Jittery Monkey podcast?
Well, like,
all you guys together?
Well, actually, it was Chad's idea. We'll do one for Positive Cynicism, one for My 1-2-3 Cents, and one for Nerds United.
If I'm not there, I'm going to try to somehow call in or message or Skype or something.
We can probably make that work.
Yeah. So anyway, I see everybody. I go, it's me, your co-host of the year, motherfuckers.
Yeah, we'll phrase it just like that.
Oh man, that's a T-shirt right there.
Co-host of the year, motherfuckers.
And they're just have one, because I'm the only one that's gonna buy it.
We'll just get a nice Sharpie out for
there.
The
you
one
go.
You
yes.
got.
Yes.
All right, so that's it. I've got to go get a gallon of milk, otherwise I'm not gonna have cereal in the morning.
You'd have cereal without milk, but I understand.
I mean, you can't. It's just not the same.
That's how me and my son do it. That's how we roll.
What do you use? Water?
No, nothing dry. Like a man.
I'm quitting the podcast. That's horrible.
Try it. Just try it.
No. Well, what if my son wanted cereal?
Okay, that's a different story. Then you gotta get it.
Oh, so he can have milk. Yeah,
that's understandable. He's got it because he's got to have it for his Oreos.
I gotta have I gotta have for my Oreos too.
Nah, no, you're fine.
Piss off.
Your son needs it.
That's why I've got to go get a gallon. All right, so that's our show, everybody. We appreciate you hanging out with us both before and after the movie. And, you know, much later when you actually hear this episode. Yeah. Go check out Captain Marvel. Don't be a sheep from either side of wherever political leanings or culturally. Formulate your own opinions, I guess, is pretty much all I'm trying to say.
Or just listen to what we say and then do how we do it.
Which is what we're saying, which is, you know, listen to us. And when we say don't be sheep.
But follow us.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can follow us on Twitter.
Yes. What's Twitter handle?
At Nerds United Show.
What's your, I don't know what your Twitter handle is. Mine is at MR Luther.
Did you simplify it? It used to be Mike R. Luther.
Oh, is it Mike R. Luther? I don't even know what my Twitter handle is, to be honest with you.
It's Mike R. Luther.
Sorry. At Mike R. Luther.
And I'm at TheHooch36.
All right.
And you can follow the show on Facebook, and that's Nerds United on Facebook. But look for the monkey, because there are a lot of Nerds Uniteds out there. I was the first, but all the other ones have thousands of followers, and I don't.
Probably people listen, and they think they're following us.
Yeah, so if you're listening to this, if you're one of those 35 people, make sure that you like the Facebook page, facebook.com/NerdsUnitedShow.
Perfect.
Or Nerds United Podcast. Shit, I can't remember now. I think it's Nerds United Podcast, the Nerds United Show.
There's a monkey on there.
There's the monkey. He's looking cool with the cape and an original art by Joe Dodd.
Yeah.
It's fantastic work. I got to go get the milk. I forgot it. See you, buddy.
Wait. How do we don't end it by saying see you, buddy. Although we could start from right now. We could do see you, buddy.
I was going to say, my wife decorated the front door. You can't see it. It says welcome.
Okay.
And I thought it was a decal. And she's like, do you like the door? I said, yeah. She said, okay, good, because I painted it. I was like, you painted the door? She's like, no, the
is
welcome.
Is it a bunny? It looks. I see it now.
Yeah,
right in the middle.
Bunny and then the welcome on the bottom.
Okay, nice.
And I said, if you put welcome on there, does that mean that we always have to be welcoming? Because I don't really feel like doing that.
By the way, I like how we'll end this soon. But I like how you didn't want people to know directions away from your house, but we told them what your door looks like.
Shut up. I'm going to move the bunny to my neighbor's door now.
All right, perfect.
I can't move the welcome because it's not a fucking decal. All right, that's our show. We'll be back probably next week.
Yes.
And we remind you always to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.